From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
It'd be a weird old day if PGG Wrightson's weren't doing okay at the moment, wouldn't it, given what's happening on the land?
Absolutely. So while we've got all this sort of tariff chaos swirling around us, I read something somewhere, Mike, and I could be making this up, but I do seem to recall this, that somebody had done some research into Trump, and they reckon that only about a quarter of what he says on tariffs actually pans out.
So that'd be right.
Three quarters of what he's now, I could be making that up, but
I think there's about 330 million Americans working that out at the moment.
Yeah, so we've got that swirling around us, but we've got a number of companies revealing how they're getting on. And I thought yesterday was interesting because those companies that you could sort of take a selection out that give us a bit of lens into how different sectors or parts of the economy are going. PGG Wrightson's, yes, listed business, very long pedigree, farm supplies or agri supplies business. It was created through the merger of Pine Gould Guinness and Wrightson's back in 2005. But you can trace the history of the underlying parts of this business. I think it's back about 170 years. So very much part and parcel of the rural framework of New Zealand, the agri economy. It's been one of our key performers of the last year or two, which at a high level, yes, you're right, would suggest it's a supportive operating environment for PGG Wrightson's. And pleasingly, the first half results do seem to support that hypothesis. So you've got a 9% lift in half-year revenue, $619 million operating earnings, 11%. They lifted their net profit after tax as well. And you can see a very clear illustration here of how that commodity price cycle impacts on the wider economy, because you get good prices for your products. So let's look at, say, kiwi fruit, apples. The growers are more confident and they're better placed, so they use more of PGG Wrightson's products and advisory services. You're seeing the same thing in the result from red meat markets as well. That the price has been very strong there, got lots of US demand. Again, that has lifted the use of the PGG services in that sector from farmers. So their outlook, it's positive, it's supportive. They're on track to meet the full-year guidance. And share price up 2 cents yesterday, but so good.
Yep,
things
good.
Working there.
Vulcan
yep.
Steel, I'm correct in saying they've had troubles, haven't I?
They have. So now you move to a different sector, one with a less robust macro environment. So their first half year result was around market expectations. They did have an acquisition through the reporting period, a roofing business, but you take that out. And here's the nugget of information for the morning, Mike. Steel revenue was up. Circa 5% volumes are up, so demand for steel was there and has improved. So you know what my mantra's been lately, Mike, that we're seeing improvement, but it's not exploding. It's slow and incremental improvements. That's what you're seeing here. But they reported their first year-on-year growth in underlying volumes since the 2022 financial year. Now, it's a trans-Tasman business, 39% of the revenues in New Zealand. Just look, trawl through the report for comments on New Zealand specifically. What do we get? Emerging evidence of an economic recovery. Their words. That's following a period of supportive interest rate levels. Residential consents improving. We talk about that a lot. But non-residential consents are lagging. So we're still not seeing movement in non-residential consents. Volumes showing early signs of improving, but industrial profitability remains depressed. You know, I've said this, Mike. Profitability is a little bit challenged at the moment. I'm worried we get a bit of growth, people put their prices up. Outlook. Lower interest rates are stimulating demand. A cautionary note here, though, and we're seeing this in a number of contexts, Mike, the general election. They're saying it could impact on confidence and activity in the second half of the year. We probably don't want to see that.
No, we do not. And then we come to NZME. You notice a bit about the radio?
Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home with the mothership, Mike. So, yes, for people out there that may not know, it's the owner of News Talk ZB. This is Mike's boss. So, slightly different window into the New Zealand economy. Not a bad little lift in the share price this week. It's up over 5%. This was described as a solid result. Cost reduction initiatives put in place in the 25 financial year. They're now helping financial performance. After-tax net profit, $13.1 million. Earnings up 15%. Cautious optimism about the 26th financial year. They noted that activity and demand is lifting. And yes, Mike, I could not miss the radio resurgence, the audio business revenue growth of 5%. Opportunity for News Talk ZB. Everybody out there that's listening, tell your mates who aren't listening, if you want the news on the election, come to News Talk ZB, because that's going to be your opportunity for 2026.
Well said. What are the numbers?
The US market looking better. Dow Jones is up 0.8%, 401 points, back over 49,000, 49,205, in fact. The S&P 500 up 0.68%, 46 points, 6884, and the NASDAQ over 1% gain, 238. 22,865, waiting on the NVIDIA result. That's tomorrow. FTSE 100 lost 4 points, 10,680. The Nikkei up just under 500 points, 0.87%. What have we got? 57,321. Shanghai Composite back trading, kicked off with a 0.87% gain, 35 points, 4,117. The Aussies lost 4 points yesterday, quiet day, 9,022. However, we had another good day on the NZX 50, up 112 points, 0.83%, 13,532. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5971, 0.8450. Still languishing against the Aussie, 0.5064 euro, 0.4413 against the quid, 92.93 Japanese yen. Gold still up there, $5,138, reflecting that sort of uncertainty. And Brent crude also reflecting uncertainty in the market, $71.16.
See you tomorrow. Well done. Andrew Keller has Shaw and Partners.